We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, morning show with John and Hugh. And now we shift, of course, to the Atlanta Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals. We welcome into the program the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, joining us.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Good morning, John.
So, Coach, Caleb McGarry going up against J.J. Watt last week, how did he grade out?
Well, I think what you like about those experiences, and, like, he's had a couple good rushers right off the bat. What J.J. has, you know, he can go speed to power. He's got good hands to go. So he's one of the best. And so when you really challenge yourself to see how you're going to do and how you'll match up as a competitor, you really want those challenges. All right, this is one of the best. I want my shot at him. I want to go. I thought there were definitely times that he really threw his hands and held his own. Like most things, when you're not sure or waiting for a guy to hit a move and you're late, he was too. So it kind of reconfirms, hey, man, like, trust your technique. You know, when you really are on it, it stays really good, stays really consistent. It's because of the size of him, Hugh. Like, he's big, like one of your old teammates, you know, Big Runyon big. You know, like, when you stand next to McGarry, like, it's a big dude. He's hard to get around. So, like, make sure all the time he's throwing those hands to make people have to deal with him.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn about the Atlanta Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals. You know, Coach, you didn't get much of a pass rush last week. So how do you address this? How do you address trying to get pressure on the quarterback?
Yeah, and we 100% have to. And, you know, what also comes from that is the forced fumbles. And you'd be surprised, the two teams that lead the league in forced fumbles are – Arizona and Atlanta. And now we have not recovered all those. We're not the leaders in that space, or neither are they. But what I do know is that, you know, for us to be the team we have to, that has to come alive. You know, we got one out on Watson. He picked it up and scrambled for a first down. The same thing a week prior, where he got down to fourth and one with, you know, versus Tennessee. So it's a lot of communication. It's a lot to get right in our rush. We certainly are committed to doing that, John. It's four guys that it takes to go together, coverage, everything. If we can create some better third down opportunities, it certainly makes the ops to rush better because of, you know, now it's not, you know, out so quickly. But we're committed to doing that in any way. So that's one of the big topics, obviously, that we'll be hitting on, you know, on all three of the on-field practice days here. Over and over again, these guys can throw it. They've got a mobile quarterback. You're going to have to chase them all over the field. So it'll be important for us to get that part of our game right.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach, the running backs have some good numbers in the passing game. But how do we get them going in the running game?
Yeah, that's where the frustration is, you know, across the board, players, coaches, you know, everybody, fans, yourself, all of us, because we know, you know, what these guys can do. So we're going to keep digging at it hard. And I would say if we were coming out of the week here of two real emphasis for us, it's, you know, obviously in the secondary and our pass rush defensively, but it's in the run game to make sure that can consistently get going. And you know it firsthand, man, when you have both and you have balance, it's the most challenging. And we weren't disappointed in the touches, you know, in the pass game. I think both of them had about six catches or so. But what we really need is, you know, consistent grind where these guys are getting able to push and go. So, that's where we're at. We're digging hard on that part of it, Hugh, to see what packages we run it best in, what looks we run it best in. And those are, you know, I'd say the two emphases for this week, you know, from our coverage side, our rush side on the defensive side, and then the run game, certainly on the offensive side. We felt like we made some progress in the protection game. We've made some progress in terms of throwing it and getting some explosives, but that's the secret sauce right there with the run game.
You know, we understand that you stayed out west and you're coming to us from Phoenix today. This decision was made obviously before the season, but does it come at a kind of a fortuitous time for you, given everything that's happened so far, that you're able to spend a week out in Arizona together as a team?
It sure did, because, you know, when you're here, you kind of need this isolation when you're not hitting it on the cylinders that you want to. And, you know, for all of us, you know, like, not only are the fans and everybody upset, like, no one feels worse than the team. And so, like, we still want to get it right for everybody. And that's why sometimes being out all together 24/7, you get more time to get together, more time to go through things. And it wasn't, you know, any thought other than just, hey, we had two trips out west, so let's do it together. But sometimes you just, it happens at the time you need it. And so that's what our team needs right now. And we'll have three, you know, really good days of work here. We'll go over to Arizona State for our practices and really put together a good plan for us to play like we're capable in all three phases. And that's the key to us. Man, let's play complementary football, all three phases. And, you know, then, you know, hopefully we'll get to see the team we'll have. And that's the only purpose here to being here is getting our game right.
You know, speaking of that, Coach, the defense the last couple of weeks haven't really been getting to the quarterback. Are you thinking about adjusting the defense at all, maybe blitzing a little bit more?
Yeah, and I thought, you know, in the last 2 weeks, well, I think one thing we can do better, Hugh, is, you know, we look at the end of the final numbers where you're at, and, you know, how do you lose the quarterback and how do you keep him in the pocket? Those things can help, too. Sometimes you get a good rush and you chase him out and he keeps extending a play where he, you know, goes past the line of scrimmage. So that's a big piece of it, too. And we've got a good, you know, quarterback who can get outside and create plays again. So we've got to get that part of our game connected, you know, where the rush and the coverage work together. I'm always into, you know, finding ways to create more pressure. And when there's matchups for blitzes that you think it's worthwhile, you know, we're definitely up for doing that. So, yeah, we're looking at everything to, you know, to get, you know, the mojo flowing of a good defense, the running, the hitting. Like I say, right now, the you know, in the run game, I thought the inside guys with Grady and the guys are playing stout. But we've really got work to do to affect the quarterback. And that helps a lot when you can do that. So that's what we plan on doing.
Head Coach Dan Quinn joining us, talking about the Atlanta Falcons with John and Hugh from Phoenix, Arizona, as they get ready for the game against the Cardinals this week. You talk about some of the scheme things you could do. What about some of the players? I mean, given everything that's taking place here, are we going to get a chance to see maybe personnel changes on the defense? Will we see John Kaminsky more, Kendall Sheffield maybe in the starting lineup, Deidrin Sinnott and Jermaine Grace? I mean, you're looking at a lot of guys right now.
Well, we certainly, you know, starting in the secondary first, and Sheffield, you know, got more work last week and more turns as he got started, and so he certainly earned that. I think you guys feel the speed that he has, so that's a good matchup, you know, when you have that kind of speed and he can play down and square at the line. He's strong. He's got really strong hands. He can play square at the line of scrimmage and challenge receivers, so he's there, and we're still definitely developing John as we're going. He's played primarily on special teams so far. But, you know, in this kind of game where they're a more wide-open offense, you'll need all the rushers you can, all the movement you can. And so I would say everybody, all hands on deck, you know, if you're active, you're up and going to play really fast and rely on that speed and physicality that we like. So I want to make sure that run and hit factor is fully alive and well here in Arizona.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Coach Quinn, Dan Quinn, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, moving forward a little bit, looking at the Arizona Cardinals, how do you limit Kyler Murray and keep him from making explosive plays?
Yeah, I think when you study him, and you guys will see him this weekend, he can really rip it. And so, you know, in the pocket, he can make all the throws. He's got good accuracy, outbreaking throws, deep balls. Larry Fitzgerald is still a fantastic target, somehow just still playing at this really ridiculously good high level, crafty to do it. Kirk outside is another one. We've got lots of respect for David Johnson. So he uses all the weapons. There's some quarterback run element to it, Hughes, some zone read or, you know, option work where he does. But more often it's him getting outside the pocket or a quarterback draw that he can do those. So as often as you can keep him in the pocket, although he's got a good arm to rip it, when you get outside the pocket, he does have some long explosive runs. You know, guys' backs are turned or you can't see him. So you better you know, design things that you have a good eye on him because he's got real speed to get out on the edge.
Coach, we always like to ask for you to bring us up to speed on the health of the team, if you could do that for us.
Sure, and I think you guys probably saw, you know, we had a setback with Bosher where, you know, he injured his groin, and so we had to put him on IR. And as you guys know, that's an 8-game, you know, wait to get back into it. So we're going to get him as healthy and as we can, as fast we can, but make sure he's really strong and really ready before he returns. So that's the one setback that happened on the Friday prior to the game. And then Jamon Brown, he's back and up fully working. So That's good for the offensive line. He had missed a game, being in the concussion protocol. So to get him back, that's a big deal for us to get him up and going. So that's where we're at health-wise. And, we're just, kind of anxious to get back out. We wish this was a Thursday game, to be honest with you. You have to get these moments out and get going again. But we're ready to get rocking as always, man. And it'll be a good week for us, like I said, to be all together here. And put our best game forward.
Yeah, you talk about that anxious nature, Coach, and it's always important to get a win, but there are times where sometimes you really need a win more than others, and this team, I get a sense, really just needs to win a game.
I think because, like everybody, whether it's fans or media or players or coaches too, like, you're frustrated because you want it so badly, and I think you guys have been around the team to know how much they care and how much it means to them, and it's probably a good day to, remind you, like, why we play it and coach it is because we love it so much. And maybe that's why some of the frustration comes in, because you put so much damn work into it that you want it to get together and come through like you want to. So, it's going to take, man, a lot of work, a lot of belief and trust in what we're doing. You got to put your nose back to the grindstone and really trust in it. We've got some good players and a good scheme. Now we've got to go put the whole thing together, John. I think that's so important to play that complementary football. Back and forth off one another, all the explosive plays. So frustration for sure, but at the end of it, man, let's get this performance up and running like we need to.
Thank you, Coach. We look forward to Sunday's game.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Falcons and Cardinals Sunday, of course, late start, 4:05. I was about to say 4:25. 4:05 kickoff in Arizona. It'll begin with the Wade Ford Show at noon, and then, of course, the Bud Light countdown to kickoff at 2, and then Wes and Dave on the call at 4. Last year, Hugh, 1-4 start. This year, 1-4 start. But last year, the 1-4 was somewhat competitive. This year, the 1-4 has not been competitive at all.
The defense has not been dynamic. We were just in the break. I was talking to the fellas, Abe, the producer, and Orin, the segment. I was just telling them that, normally when you give the ball to a team first, that means your defense is pretty dynamic. It's not been the case with the Atlanta Falcons so far. They need to fix that. This needs to be fixed by immediately. They need to have a little bit more want to. Like my man Rob Tribble like to say, they need a little bit more want to right now.
Yeah, because the want to isn't there very much. And, 592 yards and all the horrific numbers. I think a lot of fans are, really intrigued by this game to see if they are going to blitz more, as you talked about in that interview. Will we see the defense be more aggressive? That's the big question I want to know.
I think you have to be, especially when you talk about – see, something was said this week that I don't know if a whole lot of people picked up on when Archer was talking about how, they're playing man coverage on the back end and not getting any pressure. If you're playing man coverage on the back end, hell, you might as well blitz, because you're hanging folks out to dry anyway. So you might as well blitz. So go for it. You ain't got nothing to lose.
Yeah, no kidding. Again, nothing to lose. Georgia high school football fans, 90-9 the game Friday night starting at 7. Falcons Friday high school game of the week, North Gwinnett against Mill Creek, two of the big powers in the state. Falcons organization committed to investing and growing the game of football at every level. 7 o'clock Friday night, Falcons Friday night high school game of the week, live on 90-9 the game, North Gwinnett versus Mill Creek. Some reaction to Dan Quinn as we return and look ahead to the Falcons and Cardinals next on this Competition Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. With the first quarter of the season already in the rearview mirror.
When you're here, you kind of need this isolation when you're not hitting it on the cylinders that you want to. And, for all of us, not only are the fans and everybody upset, no one feels worse than the team. And so, we still want to get it right. For everybody, and that's why sometimes being out all together 24/7, you get more time to get together, more time to go through things, and it wasn't, any thought other than just, hey, we had two trips out west, so let's do it together, but sometimes it happens at the time you need it.
Well, certainly the Falcons need something. We all understand that, and Dan Quinn fully understands that as well. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90.10 The Game on this Competition Wednesday. Falcons are going to be working out, he said, at Arizona State today at Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe, getting ready for the game in Glendale. I know some fans, who, just in some of the reaction to Coach Quinn, wanted us to come on and say, yo, Coach, you suck.
Man, listen. I mean, those two cats that say that, they know what they can do for me. I ain't worried about that, because let's be realistic about the situation. You have to ask the question in a way that you're going to get an answer. Nobody's going to answer whether or not you're going to get fired. Nobody's going to ask that. is your defense? How can you fix your defense? That's something that we've been talking about all week.
Replacing players in the lineup?
That's something we've been talking about all week. What else?
Being out
how
west.
How are you going to get a pass rush, coach?
Mm-hmm.
That's something we've been talking about all week. So I understand that. Listen, I understand you're upset, and you want somebody to be held accountable. I mean, he's being held accountable. I mean, he's feeling the heat. Did you hear the interview? He's uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable spot to be in. You know, and let's be realistic. You're not about to go in that there and have that same kind of – take that same kind of energy you want us to go out there and interview Coach Quinn with and go give it to your boss when he makes you work on the weekend and tell him how you feel. Do me that favor before you start coming at me.
Right. I mean, but, this is it's interesting. I understand the frustration of the fans. Because
I get it.
The fans want us to be able to, you know, hold his feet to the fire, but we have. I mean, how many more times do you need to have Dan Quinn say, yes, we're pissed off? I mean, you know.
That message is getting old.
Yeah.
I mean, and he knows that. He knows that. And he's starting to feel the heat. You got to win this weekend. You know, I went from, you know, you better win to you should win. Like, it's a must-win situation because now you're starting to roll into divisional play, NFC play. And you have to start to turn this thing around because if you don't, you might not make it to Thanksgiving. You ain't going to make it to that. You ain't going to make it to you're not going to make it to conference play. You're not going to make it to playing your direct opponents. You're not going to make it to Tampa Bay. You're not going to make it to New Orleans. You're not going to make any of that if this keeps trending in this direction. If you keep going out there and not getting pressure on the quarterback, that's obvious. I don't need to tell him that. He knows that. He knows that by the questions that are being asked. Your defense is horrible. Your defense is getting to nobody in a record year that's being set by people getting to the quarterback. You think that's lost on him? Not at all. That's not lost on anybody. You know, you got Bunky Pants coming here, and we're talking about sack envy and all the other stuff. He sees the same thing that we see. And, you know, it needs to change this weekend. Like, it has to change this weekend. It has to be one of those where, you know, whatever you have to do to get ready to play, you need to do that.
Falcons are 28th in rushing in the NFL. 28th of 32 teams are averaging 67 yards a game. The number one rushing team in the NFL is Kyle Shanahan with Tevin Coleman at 200 yards a game. Man, a mercy, okay? I mean, that's just salt in the wound right there. Falcons are 23rd in total defense, -5, next to last to Miami in turnovers. 5 sacks, tied with Miami for worst in the league. All these numbers are bad, 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 and getting worse, and all the records that Houston set. We all understand this. Everybody understands this. Coach Quinn understands it. We also know that if they go to Arizona and get torched again, Coach Quinn might not last another week. But there's no we can't beat him up over it. I mean, there's just nothing we could do in an interview, and I think some fans don't understand this. I think some fans want to sit there and go, Coach, you know, we're going to be real here. You know, you suck and you got to be fired. Dude, it's going to hang up on you, and you're never going to get him again. That's not productive in any way.
It's a certain way you go about asking questions, and, you know, that's just the reality of it. And it's funny how somebody can sit there and tell you how to do it, but they wouldn't do it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I mean, we ask the questions. I defend the way that we ask the questions, and I'm going to leave that at that. But this has to be fixed this weekend. This cannot – it can't be another week of sitting there and saying some of the same things, trying to spin it to the fan base because it's getting rough. You're coming back home, and you're probably going to be coming home to an empty stadium. You know, nobody's coming out there for that. Nobody wants to see that. That's a horrible product. Especially when you talk about all the money that has been spent in the offseason to go out and make this team better. To go out and stink up the joint like that, that's unacceptable. And you know, the reality of the situation is, earlier in the week, was it Jay Gruden was the number one coach on the hot seat. Since he's been fired, guess who moves into that number one spot? Coach Quinn. Coach Quinn moves into that number one spot. That's a given. That the narrative has shifted so quickly on this football team because of what's going on that there are certain things that, you know, people want to hear you talk. You don't have to talk about it because that's a fact. That, like, that's if it doesn't get fixed soon, that's going to happen. That's going to happen, and things are going to change. It has to. Cannot, with all the money that you've doled out in the offseason, this cannot be like it is.
Yeah, and it's really not about salvaging the season so much, you know, if they lose to Arizona, as it is about kind of setting the course of the franchise. Mike Smith in 2012, we all know this, that was the Kaepernick game. 17-0 at halftime, Georgia Dome, they lose it in the NFC Championship game, and then what do they do? 6-10, 4-12, and Mike Smith is gone. We have trended into Mike Smith territory. Super Bowl, then the playoffs, 7-9, now 1-4. We have shifted right into another. This is like Mike Smith version number two right now. We all understand that. Everybody gets that. Arthur Blank understands that. We all understand where we're at here. And yes, I mean, would it shock me if they lost to Arizona and Dan Quinn were replaced as a head coach by Raheem Morris or Mike Mularkey? No, it wouldn't. Would I be surprised? A little bit, because it's not Arthur Blank's MO. But it wouldn't shock me if he did, because it depends on how upset Arthur Blank is. Really, this is one guy's call, right? It's the owner's call. And so we'll see. Let's see if they win. He might buy himself to the bye week, depending on what he does against the Rams in Seattle. But this is a week-to-week basis. We understand that now. Coach Quinn is on a week-to-week contract with the Atlanta Falcons. And boy, they better go out to Arizona and win this game. Kyler Murray does what Deshaun Watson did to them. At some point, you know, the vote of confidence from Arthur Blank just goes away. Again, it wouldn't be about salvaging the season as much as it would be about you got to set this franchise on a new course and start to figure something else out, because this is not working.
Yeah, and he alluded to such. He alluded to the fact that you probably have to change something that you're doing with your defense. You have to start bringing a little bit more pressure. You have to get pressure on the quarterback. This has moved from sacks don't matter as much to you have to heat up the quarterback. You got to get pressure. You can't have him back there being comfortable.
Yeah, no, and the Falcons need to find some sort of a run game. This is why we talked about new players. You know, maybe one of the things is not, you know, it's because it's everything, right? It's coaching, it's scheme, it's players. It's a little bit of bad luck and bad bounces, but it's really everything at this point, especially on the defensive side of the football. There's no reason not to, and I know you vested a lot into 44 and a lot into Tack, but there's no reason not to come out there with Kaminsky and A.J. Clay and say that they're going to get
the— See, that's the problem.
You know,
44 is going to get every opportunity to fail. And see, that's, I think that's why that's one of the main reasons why people are so upset, is because of a series of events that have transpired over the course of them deciding to sign him, for him basically not working out with Coach Quinn, and for him to have 1.5 sacks this deep into the season. Like, all of that. Like, Tack is another guy. I mean, as much heat as we give Vic, got to give Tack as much heat too. These guys are the edge players that aren't giving you anything off the corner. And you have to look at that and say, okay, what's the problem? You know, you're playing a team that likes to stunt up front and try to move and do twists and things like that. It's not working. It's not working.
Yeah, it's been bad on every level. In the run game, you know, where's, you know, let's see, Kadri. What the hell? I mean, throw caution to the wind. Let's see some of these guys. Hey, we got a big event coming up on the 23rd, on Wednesday the 23rd, 2 weeks from tonight. The Rock and Jock Celebrity Bowling Tournament. It's at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs. A lot of celebrities. You could be part of the celebrities. You could be part of Hugh's team, my team, Mike Bell's team, you know, Duke's team, any of Randy's teams. It's a tournament, but it's kind of a soft tournament. It's going to be a fun night at Stars and Strikes 2 weeks from tonight. Ticket and information on our events tab. Go to the menu, go to events at 929thegame.com. Come bowl with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get money raised for veterans and good causes, too. That's 2 weeks from tonight at the Rock and Jock Celebrity Bowling Tournament. Next up, what Ron Rivera says about Cam Newton now headed to their big showdown in London. That's next with John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
And we'll have three, you know, really good days of work here. We'll go over to Arizona State for our practices and really put together a good plan for us to play like we're capable in all three phases. And that's the key to us. Man, let's play complementary football, all three phases.
The National Football League getting ready for Thursday Night Football, the New York Giants and the New England Patriots, in a game you can hear on 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This week, of course, Falcons in a, as Hugh, you've been saying, a must-win against the Arizona Cardinals. A must, not only win, but must show us that, you know, something that makes us believe that, you know, you can salvage something out of this season kind of victory, too. Not just we got lucky and won the game.
No, it has to be a decisive victory, and it has to be something where you feel like this fan base is listen, I get it, man. And I'm not offended, or I'm not I'm not offended by the fact that people want us to be a little bit harsher. But the reality of the situation is this. You have to be tactful in the way that you handle these situations, because he's already under fire. I mean, he's already under fire. I mean, Coach Quinn can read. Coach Quinn knows what this is. He's not a dummy. He's been in the game. He knows that his job is in jeopardy. But at the same time, you have to you can't quit. That's the thing. You got to fix it. And that's the thing that I'm trying to relay. And I get a little bit in my feelings about this because, again, my first couple years in the NFL, 1-15, well, 3-13, 1-15, and if I'm not mistaken, it was another 3-13. No, it was a 9-7. Then it was another 3-13 with the Eagles. It was bad. So I know how you feel. I've been that guy. I remember walking around the city with a paper bag on my head and didn't tell nobody, like, what do you do for a living? I'm an accountant. I do library stuff, because I was in New York and the Jets at that time were second class citizens to the Giants, and I think the Giants were doing well. But we were 1-15, 3-13, and that is the worst feeling. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to talk to anybody, because everybody that you talk to, they know you play for a sorry team. They know you're on a sorry team. You're not having won any football games. That's not a great feeling. And it was even worse when I went to Philadelphia, because I remember, like, being in the city the first year there and people saying, dude, y'all need to be somewhere practicing. Y'all suck. Y'all suck. Like, this was what fans would tell us. So that's not a good feeling, so much so that you would go play the game, take that L, and go home. That's it, because you didn't want to be bothering anybody. So I know what that feels like. That's probably part of the reason why that I'm still here hoping that they can turn this thing around, because I think they can. They got the talent. And you know, that's what I'm striving for, because I see I got a lot of Falcons fans. I've been here long enough to make a lot of fans with a lot of different people. And it's gotten so worse that they called me personally to ask me what do I think is going to happen with this team. I get it. I get all of that. But you have to ride with it. You got to try to work through this. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. I think they can work through this. I'm hoping that they can work through this.
Well, certainly we are looking forward to seeing if they can get something positive going against Arizona. As for the division, the Saints are taking on the Jags this week. And the Saints, of course, going up against that ferocious pass rush down in Saxonville. That'll be interesting to watch. And in London, the Panthers are taking on the Bucs over in London. And the head coach of the Panthers, Ron Rivera, was asked about Cam Newton and whether he would even travel with the team, and he said this.
He won't make the trip. You know, medically, it's the best thing to keep him from being on an airplane for 8 hours and standing up all over, you know, all the time. So, again, he won't make the trip. You know, Kyle's our starter, and we'll continue that way. And, you know, again, just looking forward to focusing in on getting ready for Tampa. It's a very important divisional game. You know, we've got a lot of things riding on it. We're playing well, and we'd like to continue to do that.
Well, Kyle Allen's been better than Cam Newton anyway. I mean, Kyle Allen, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. And, of course, right now Carolina's leaning on Christian McCaffrey, who is having, well, you know, my fantasy draft. I sat there because I had the first pick in our fantasy draft, you, and I went, Barkley, McCaffrey, and I took Barkley. Man, I wish I would have taken Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey is having a lights-out year. He has well over 800 total yards, almost 900 total yards. I think he's got 7 or 8 touchdowns, and he's got highlight real performances all over the place. He is having a best offensive player in the NFL. That's not a quarterback, you know, kind of guy. He's having that kind of year, Christian McCaffrey. And he is, you know, he's everything that everybody thought he was coming out of Stanford.
I tell you, the one thing that all young quarterbacks benefit from is a strong running game. And that's basically what you're seeing when you talk about Christian McCaffrey and his contributions with the Carolina Panthers right now. I mean, and it's still that whole four games thing for quarterbacks that I wholeheartedly believe in, and I believe that to be the case. 4 games before you can really get a book on young QBs.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how Kyle Allen handles this and how long Cam Newton will be out. You know, Drew Brees is saying that he's trying to grip a football again. We'll see about, you know, Teddy Bridgewater's done an admirable job. Kyle Allen's been an improvement over Cam Newton. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Teddy's been an improvement over a healthy Drew Brees. He's not, but he's been okay and good enough that the Saints have found ways to win. And right now, you know, that's all that matters is finding ways to win because, you know, Matt Ryan, you know, he actually put up better numbers than any quarterback in the division. You see where we're at. So, you know, in a quarterback-driven league, you still got to play defense, Hugh.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about Kyle Allen. Like, Christian McCaffrey has been their offense. You know, when you talk about quarterbacks that have to win games for you, like throwing the ball in the air, really hasn't done a great job of doing that. He threw for 181 yards last week for one TD, you know, got sacked three times. If teams figure out a way to take away Christian McCaffrey, it's probably going to be a different story for him. That's why I say 4 games into the season. This will be his fourth game coming up, and we'll see how he fares after that. Playing against Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's going to be a tough matchup. I'm pretty sure Coach Arians has broken down the film on that one. So it's going to be interesting to see how they attack him in this game coming up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, and of course, we got a lot going on here. But one other quick thing here in the NFL I want to bring out there. We all know that there's been one coaching change already in the NFL with Jay Gruden out. And the sources are saying the Redskins, who have Bill Callahan, Callahan happens, by the way, good luck with that, are talking about three names already have surfaced to Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, and Mike Tomlin. Now, that would be interesting because the Steelers – would the Steelers, Hugh, trade Mike – because it would have to be a trade. He's under contract through, I believe, 2023, at least 2022. That would have to be a trade. And we haven't had a trade of a head coach in a little while, so
– Was it Grudaw?
Yeah.
Grudaw was the last one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got traded from, L.A.? Well,
Oakland to Tampa.
Yeah.
So Mike Tomlin – would the Steelers trade Mike Tomlin –
We were talking about this yesterday. Would Mike Tomlin be the first African-American coach in the history of the Washington Redskins? That would be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
That would be pretty interesting.
Off the top of my head.
That would be pretty interesting.
Braves get set for Game 5. Bolton Evich and Flaherty on the mound. 5 o'clock tonight, SunTrust Park, Atlanta jumping to the bit. Our guy who covers the team, Joe Patrick, will join us. All the latest you need to know heading to this decisive Game 5 tonight. That's live next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on The Game.
He's had some really good postseason performances, like division clinching performances. You know, he's pitched the last 2 years. He's pitched some big games for us and come through. And I think he's very prepared for what he's going to go through tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.